WYLL Urbana.
Good morning, I'm Renee Montaigne. J.K. Rowling performed a piece of authorial wizardry for a good cause. She penned an 800-word prequel to her Harry Potter series for a charity auction. She managed to cram the handwritten tale onto a piece of paper about the size of a postcard, where she also noted it wasn't going to be a book. The tiny tome went for more than $48,000, although thanks to the magic of the internet, you can read it online for free, starting today. It's Morning Edition.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Bush says he wants to solve the dispute over Iran's nuclear program peacefully. He says the first choice is diplomacy, but he told a joint news conference in Berlin with German Chancellor Angela Merkel that all options are on the table. Mr. Bush wants European leaders to back more sanctions against Iran. Merkel said if Iran does not agree to suspend uranium enrichment, additional sanctions would be needed. Officials in Sudan have revised the number of people known to have died in a plane crash. They say at least 29 were killed. That's down from more than 100. However, authorities are looking for more than 50 missing passengers they believe fled the wreckage. The aircraft burst into flames after landing in bad weather last night. NPR's Afebio Quist-Arkton has more.
The civil aviation authorities in Sudan say they believe more than 100 people survived the crash at Khartoum International Airport in the capital. Staff at a nearby police hospital counted almost 30 bodies, but others remain unaccounted for, and there's confusion over their fate. The Sudanese authorities are still trying to locate these missing passengers. The Sudan Airways Airbus 310, flying in from Amman in Jordan, was forced to land in poor weather conditions. The aircraft was reportedly taxiing on the runway when an engine caught fire and flames rapidly consumed the fuselage. More than 200 passengers and 10 crew members were on board. Afebio Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.
Pakistan is blaming the U.S.-led coalition in Afghanistan for the deaths of 11 Pakistani troops. The soldiers were killed today in an airstrike along the Afghan border. People in some Midwestern states have evacuated areas where rising rivers threaten to overflow their banks. The downtown area of Cedar Falls, Iowa, is lined with sandbags, and officials in Indiana and Missouri are also keeping an eye on rivers. Meanwhile, a damage assessment team from the Federal Emergency Management Agency is heading to Wisconsin to look at problems caused by last weekend's rainstorms and tornadoes. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle has declared a state of emergency in 30 counties. He's asking the FEMA team to help assess damage in 5 of the counties. FEMA spokesperson Kat Langle says her agency will look at a variety of things, including the extent of damage, the threat to public safety, how long people were displaced, and the amount of insurance coverage.
We're there to make sure that all the damaged area that the state wants us to see has been seen, and that information that we collect in our report can be turned back over to the state for them to use to make that a request for major disaster declaration.
Langle says FEMA inspectors are already helping with preliminary damage assessments in Indiana, and that liaison officers have been sent to several other Midwest states following the storms that hit the region. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
Firefighters are battling wind-driven wildfires across Northern California. Dozens of homes have been damaged or destroyed, and authorities say hundreds remain threatened. From Washington, this is NPR News. Iraqi police say a roadside bomb has killed 5 people riding minibuses in Baghdad. An officer says the bomb exploded near a bridge in a mostly Shiite neighborhood. At least 10 others are wounded. Police also say a civilian was killed and at least 5 others were wounded in a separate blast. Bangladesh's military-backed interim government has released former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Hasina was arrested nearly a year ago on corruption charges stemming from her 5 years in office beginning in 1996. The government says she is on parole for 8 weeks, so she can seek medical treatment abroad. A coalition of gay rights advocacy groups is urging out-of-state couples who travel to California for same-sex marriage to avoid suing to have their marriages recognized back home. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports from San Francisco.
Same-sex marriages will start at the close of business on June 16th. There's no way of estimating how many out-of-state couples will seek to marry here in the coming months, but gay rights advocates say those couples should refrain from filing what could prove to be poorly timed lawsuits in their home states. Kate Kendall, director of the National Center for Lesbian Rights, says gay marriage advocates need time to coordinate public education, legislation, and litigation.
And sometimes starting off with a lawsuit is not the best course of action.
One same-sex couple will be wed in San Francisco at 1 minute past 5 p.m. local time on June 16th. Scores more will be wed on June 17th. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
The head of the FDA says investigators are getting close to finding the source of a salmonella outbreak in at least 17 states. He says he hopes to find out within a few days, but that tomatoes from California and Florida are safe. This is Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Saturn, introducing the Outlook crossover with seating for eight and an EPA-estimated 24 miles per gallon highway. Learn more at Saturn.com.
It's 5:35, time for the weather on AM 580. We have a temperature right now of 67 degrees on Friends Plaza, and we have some quiet weather out there at the moment, which is a good thing because we need as much of that as possible to dry out what is a very wet area still. And I don't think some of the flood warnings have been read on WILL in the past day, and I apologize for that. The National Weather Service, frankly, makes flood warning dissemination very, very confusing, and I've been t-